How about that thing on the door? What's that called?
Doorknob?
Yeah, now don't you have things that you call...
Knobs?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of... Any hill could be called a knob.
Hmm. That's what I wondered about. Yeah. How about a sharp, a steep face up in a mountain where you stand up there like Charlie Bunyan, you know, or something like that, where you can look way down?
Clift.
Yeah. And the plural of that would be two. Talk about one cliff or two.
Two cliffs.
Mm-hmm. Where is Charlie Bunyan? Is that on the North Carolina side?
Yeah, I believe it is.
And then a place where boats stop and...
boat dock?
Yeah. And now some different kinds of roads in the neighborhood. Different kinds of roads.
Well, there's what you'd call a state road, and then there's a county road, and then there's...
How about on the basis of composition, what they're made of?
Oh, well, there's some state roads made of concrete and some asphalt and some, and then when you get down the county roads, they're just gravel roads and some of them are even yet dirt roads.
Uh-huh. Well, how about a little road that comes from the main road up to the house?
Well, a lot of times they're called lanes.
Now, the place in town that you walk on when you're not walking on the street.
Sidewalk?
Yeah.
Or pavement?
Yeah, okay. Now, do you have a name for the thing between the grass between the sidewalk and the,
I can't think what it's, intermediate?
Intermediate.
Now roads in this country, if I'd tell you back 30-40 years ago, it'd take four mules to pull 20 bales of hay from where I used to live 6 1/4 miles to Sevierville in the winter time, and then could mar down and the four best mules in the county couldn't pull a wagon out, you wouldn't hardly believe it.
Now that's the things have really changed.
Yeah.
Did they ever put any, make post roads? Did they ever put, lay timber down?
Well, we have in a few places, back when I was talking, did I say something about being, when we had the old district way of making roads, working 6 days a year. Well, we have floored a few mud holes in places where you would call them sinkholes with poles and things, maybe as far from here all out to the driveway out there. Floor them with slabs and things that would get at the sawmill or cut poles and put them in there. It'd be more like bridging it than anything else, you know.
Did everybody in the county have to do that? Did all the men in the county have
everybody
to
work? That was 21 years old to 50 had to work.
And they had to work 6 days
six,
a year?
6 days a year, yes.
I see. And then that's how long did that go on? That's really a great idea. That was a marvelous idea.
Well, that went on in this county till 1930, and I was one of the first road commissioners after they went out of that system. I was one of the first road commissioners, and there was a three-commissioner system at that time. And I was one of the first road commissioners that actually went out of that system. Everybody had, from 21 to 50, had to put in 6 days.
Is that right?
Now, we'll make exceptions to that. If a man wasn't an able-bodied man, he did that, too.
I see. Did that go on for some time?
Well, it had went on, and I don't know how long before I was born, but from the time I could recollect up to 1930, it went on in this county.
I see. Until you were about 35 years old.
Yes,
then.
Yes, I was.